wasn't the prettiest one last night, but what does it say about this group, the way that we're able to battle back that adversity in the third?
Yeah, I think that's part of a confidence thing that we, you know, we have going for us right now. I think we realize that if we play well, we can put ourselves into any game. And yeah, it wasn't how we drew it out. We actually had a good start. They didn't have much at all in the first, and then got behind a bit. But you know, it just shows, you know, good teams kind of find a way, even when a night when not everybody's clicking. We were able to get that big power play goal and then some big goals in the third. So it's 2 points at the end of the day. But, you know, we'll talk about the things that we thought didn't go too well.
Is that a game that this team would have won last season?
You know what, I think on certain nights, probably not consistently, but and only, you know, I think this year we want to win those games when they come, but hopefully they're few and far between. Hopefully we're playing well enough for where we can get a lead and keep a lead. And you don't want to continue to get down like that, because it's hard. I mean, no matter how much confidence you have, it's tough in this league to come down, especially from two goals.
Mark, I'm not sure if buy-in is the right word, but why do you feel like there seems to be a greater commitment to detail this season so far?
Well, I think there was a commitment last year as well. It's just you know, we're maturing, and we're realizing that you need to do it night in, night out for 60 minutes, and so far it's been pretty good. I mean, we've had our struggles, but what I like is, you know, we're continuing to grow and we're learning from our mistakes. Everybody's definitely buying in, and we know the thing is we know when things aren't going well. And you know, we talk about it, but it doesn't even have to be said. We know we have to go out there and change things when, you know, especially that Pittsburgh game, that first period. Everybody in the room knew it was not the way we wanted to play, but we were able to switch it around and play well in the second and the third.
Talk about the challenges at 3 and 4.
Easier than 3 and 3. So it's not too bad.
No, but it's got to be a grind, not only mentally and physically on you guys.
You just got to put that out of your head. And they're just important games that we have to win. I mean, I think sometimes when you're playing back-to-backs, you know, unless you have a big bump or a bruise, it more of it's mental. You just got to put it out of your head that you're playing, you know, back-to-back. Just go out there. It's a new game. It's a new night, and you know, 2 more points that you have to get. So I think if you concentrate on that, it makes it a little easier.
Montreal.
Yep.
You guys struggled there last year.